We're doing Eov. We're up to what's called the 38th chapter. We're up to Pasuk Chaf Zayin. We'll start again Pasuk Chaf Vav. God says to Eov, do you understand the funnels through which I bring rain to the world? Lehamtir al eretz lo ish. I bring down that rain sometimes over territory where no one lives. Midbar lo adam bo. Or a desolate desert that no one lives there. It's so dry. And yet I bring rain over there. Do you understand that? Is there anyone else taking care of the world? I'm taking care of it. There's no one there. Le'asbia shoah shoah. I bring rain to dark, desolate places to give them satiation. Ul'hatzmiyach motzadeshe. And because I want vegetation to grow there. Meaning Hashem says, where I want life, I give life. You don't understand the oath, right? But what do you understand about the world? You don't understand the more basic forms of life. You don't understand the more basic functions I do in the world that revolve around life, where I make it rain just so that things will grow there, because I want there to be life there. Hayesh lamatar av. Is there a father that brings rain to the world? Who's the father of the rain? O mi holid eglei tal. Or who gave birth to the streams of dew that comes down to the world? Tell me, who's running the show here? I think I am, God says, right? Who's running the show? Who's taking care that dew comes down every morning? Mi beten mi yatza hakarach. Whose stomach bore the ice? Who commands that it should get so cold that suddenly things should turn to ice? Uchfo shamayim mi yelado. And who commanded the ice to come down from heaven? When it hails, who commanded that? Whose stomach bore that? Ka'evin mayim yitchaba'u. The ice hides the water as though it were hidden in a stone. The human being doesn't see the water, he sees the ice falling. Ufnei tehom yitlakadu. And the waters that come down from above, they get caught throughout the territory, throughout the tehom. And you don't see that the hail that comes down ends up going to the waves. He says, I make it hail sometimes in areas where it stays. That's where it's going to stay. Sometimes it could snow, or you could have ice up in the North Pole, and it's not going to melt. It's not going to be ufnei tehom yitlakadu. The God is saying, and sometimes it's trapped there. It's not going anywhere other than where I make it fall. I have a plan. I run nature. Do you do any of this? Hat kasher madanot kima. Do you tie the knots of the zodiac? Are you the one that holds the kima, which is a part of the zodiac? Do you hold that cluster of constellations in place? Because if they'd go out of their place in the orbit, you know, there'd be great destruction in the world. Are you the one that holds them in place? Hat kasher madanot kima? Are you the one that ties the knots? Tikasher? Do you tie? Ma'adanot, the knots. Kima, of the cluster of stars that's called kima. Or are you the one that undoes the straps that hold on to the constellation called Ksil? Are you running the show? Chazal tell us that when Hashem wanted to bring the flood to the world, He just took two stars out of Kima, and a flood came to the world. The whole world was destroyed. So Chazal say Kima is a constellation in the zodiac that if it shifts, then that can bring terrible destruction to the world. So the psukim are describing Eov. There is a system here. Look at the solar system. Things are working with a certain system. And there are forces at play. Do you understand any of that? You're questioning me about your own individual life. Well, there are much bigger things I run in the world. Tell me, do you understand any of them? Hatotzi mazarot be'ito. Do you take out the constellations, each one at his set time? Mazarot is like mazalot. Ve'ayish albaneha tanchem. And do you guide the zodiac constellation that's called Aish over its children, which is really the cluster of stars that surround it? Do you ensure that that cluster stays together? Aish, the cluster of stars called Aish, it's a big star in the cluster of Kima that has many small stars around it. So the Aish al Banei Tanchim, do you guide Aish, that big star, next to all its children, meaning next to all the cluster of stars that are next to it? Do you guide it? You don't keep them together. Hayadata chukot shamayim. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Im tasim mishtaro va'aretz. Do you understand how the different stars affect what happens on the earth below? The stars do have an impact. Do you understand it? Do you understand which stars bring about wars in the world? Which stars bring about peace in the world? Very interesting concept. The zodiac does have an impact on what happens in the world. This is one understanding in these psukim, and this goes back to an old machlokas in the Medrash. It's a long discussion. Hatarim la'av kolecha. Do you raise your voice to the clouds? Do you yell at them and tell them to bring down rain? Do they listen to you? Vishifat ma'im techaseka. And when you yell at them, do you get rain to come down? And this is a reference to a description of how Hashem makes it rain. That Hashem commands the clouds to form and then commands them to bring down the rain. So Hashem says, do you have the capacity to do that? Hatshalach brakim ve'yelehu. Do you send out lightning? Do they go in according with your commands? Ve'yomeru lecha hineinu. Do they stand in attendance before you and say, here we are? You're not controlling anything in the world, nor do you understand anything in the world. So what are you asking me all these questions for? And that's Hashem is about to move over to a discussion of wisdom, which is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time.